Hey, y'all. Hey, it is Lolita E. Walker, and this is episode number 31. Are y'all ready? Oh my gosh. This episode is so good, you guys. How to craft the story behind your brand. Now, let me ask you this. Do you consider yourself a brand? I remember when someone first talked to me about my personal brand and the mindset shift, the way you walk, talk, and behave differently when you consider yourself a brand. Ooh, we are going to get into all of that. But let me talk to you about who is here as the expert on this show today. Dominique Murphy. But wait, Dominique Murphy, as you know, is a firehouse. Now, when we talk about media, when we talk about a brand, when we talk about creating your story, when we talk about mastery, Dominique is a three-time Emmy Award-winning television journalist. She was Miss America 2020. Listen, you have seen her everywhere. The Steve Harvey Show, Fox, ABC, NBC, HSN, CBS, and everywhere. Too many acronyms to absolutely name. I want you to get ready and get into it. Grab your pen and pad because Dominique is here. And when we talk about mastery, when we talk about how to craft your story, she is absolutely the expert. When I asked Dominique about adversity, listen to what she had to say.
I had to connect the dots when I didn't even know what dots there were. The lesson in there for me was when a door closes, it's never closed unless you say it is closed. It's just one door. You can walk around the door. You can crawl under the door. You can climb over the door. You can kick the door down. Until you say it is closed, that door is never closed.
She's the founder and president of The Right Method. She owns a nonprofit called the Yellow Box Org. She is the president of Media Mastery Now. And before we get into all of that, we are about to get into all of this. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. Sometimes, y'all, I just crack myself up. But as always, we start every episode with a powerful affirmation from Walker & Walker Enterprises. Today is no different. Today, our affirmation is, I am the narrator of my story. I can begin my new journey today. Do you believe it? When you are ready to affirm yourself every single day and walk in your power, grab your 40 deck of affirmation cards from lolitawalker.com/shop. So let me just say, hey, y'all, hey to all of you who are new to this podcast episode and an extra special hey to all of you all who already have your seats around this kitchen table. This is Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. Now, coaching is all about meeting you where you are and leaving you with just a little bit of nuggets to challenge your thinking. Cocktails is not so much about what you are sipping on, but guess what? There is absolutely no judgment. It's actually about how you show up in all of your greatness and then celebrating you for that. And then we have some good old fashioned conversations. And today's conversations, you already know, are going to be fire with Miss Dominique Murphy. But first, go ahead and grab your CC&C journal and let's get started. It's time for some coaching and a little bit of soul work. Today's coaching is all about leaving you with five considerations of telling your story. So I'm going to give you what my five considerations are. And then guess what? We're going to check in with the expert when we get to conversations. Absolutely. Think about it. Crafting your story and telling it. As I was telling you early on, listen, I remember when I was first asked, I went to a workshop when I was in corporate America years and years and years ago. And the woman that was teaching the class, she said, "Do you believe you are a personal brand?" And I'm sitting there thinking like, well, I suppose so. And as your mind shifts to thinking about yourself as a personal brand, absolutely, when you show up every day, guess what? Who are you representing? Yourself? Who am I representing? Lolita Emmanuel Walker? Absolutely, every single day I show up. You are your brand. When people talk about you when you're not there, they're talking about who shows up right there. So here are my five considerations when thinking about your story in your brand. The S, you ready? It's for sharing your memorable moments. Now think about this. You got to know what they are. So go ahead and write down what are some memorable moments that have happened to you over time that has shaped you to be the amazing person that you are standing right here. Now, listen, all of them do not need to be tragic, everybody, okay? I know we oftentimes think that we had to have been shaken to the depths of our souls and laying on the ground and crying about our story for somebody to be able to resonate. Absolutely not. That is part of your story, but there's also some amazing things that have happened in your life that has shaped you. Write them all down and then know the lesson in it. That T is about telling the truth. There is no need to embellish. Mm-mm. You are you. And guess what? The lie will eventually show itself. So go ahead and tell the truth about your memorable moments. That O is about owning your space. So now that you have found your memorable moments, now that you are telling the truth about those, now it's owning it because it's not always easy to say it out loud. So own it because it's yours. Own it because you're standing right here. Own it because your words have power and there are power in your words. Absolutely and amen. They're yours. And your story will absolutely impact someone, whether you know it today or whether you know it 5 months from now. You, your words, your story has shaped someone, including you. Come on, somebody. That R is about resiliency. What if resiliency was your crown? Ooh, remember on episode 7 when I talked to Ingrid Clay about rebounding with resilience? And I asked you that question about how long are you going to stay at the bus stop with all of those bags? How long are you going to stay there and not rebound with resilience? So juicy, isn't it? If you haven't listened to that one, you got to go back and listen to that one after you listen to this one right here. What if the fact that you have told your story, what if the fact that you have been through it all, what if the fact of showing up was the resiliency in it all? Yes, I bounced back. And yes, I'm standing right here. Yes, I'm telling my story. You've got to know it. And that why, y'all already know. That why is about you. What if you were the greatness in your story? Think about it. What if you would yearn for bigger, better, bolder? What if you would open yourself up to endless possibilities? What if you would unleash the greatness that is in you? Ooh, what if you was Y-O-U? That S, that T, that O, that R, that Y, this is what I have for you when I think about the nuggets. Just to pepper your thinking just a little bit. Now let's celebrate you. It's time for some cocktails. So what are we celebrating today? What are we celebrating? Well, I have a couple things. I want to do a couple of shout outs and a couple of cheers. I'm going to go inside of my Instagram DM and just shout out the first couple people I've seen, which are the last people who wrote me something. Let's see. All right. Majida Abdi. She lives in Paris and we are having a connect coming up. Actually, I think it is tonight. Yay. Can't wait to chat. Jada wrote to me and said that I asked a powerful and great question on Clubhouse in one of the rooms that I was in. Thanks, Jada. Celeste Kareen Real Estate. Oh, I remember her. She actually paid someone to get an invite to Clubhouse, which I feel some kind of way about. But guess what? She took the opportunity and flipped it $3,000 within her daughter's business. What? Making the best of the opportunities that are right before you. I absolutely love it. Let's keep going. Ooh, Brandy Holloway. She says she is a hope dealer. What? I love it. I went into Brandy's room the other day, you all, and she was talking about being pitch slapped. You hear that? Pitch slapped. And I loved it so much so that she is going to be on Coaching Cocktails and Conversations on Clubhouse this upcoming Saturday, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Because the exercises that she did to perfect your pitch and tell your story, honey, you do not want to miss it. So I hope to see you there. Gary Henderson, giving you a super cheers. You got a double shot on this one because Gary Henderson is changing the game on Clubhouse. He not only has Gary Coin, but he's talking about strategies. He's talking about so many things inside of the world and kind of just showing up. And I love it all. And this one right here, Pod Brother. I was in a podcast room with Pod Brother and he is super fire. Oh, someone was talking about how they can get more visibility on their podcast. And I had given some thoughts and some feedback. And he had also given some feedback that made me think. And guess what? It was about co-hosting. And I said, wow, I hadn't even thought about that for myself. And I just thought that was such a great strategy. Coming soon. So just giving a cheers to all of those folks who are doing the damn thing on Clubhouse and audio app. You show up in all of your authenticity. Listen, they are not paying me. But what I can tell you right here is that the connections that I have made are priceless. So I hope to see you in those Clubhouse streets. And he is one that just came through while I'm talking. Rika. Let's see what Rika said. Oh, Rika said that, Lolita, I heard you on Clubhouse on imposter syndrome topic with Dominique. Look at that. And I'm talking to Dominique today in our conversations. I cannot make this up. She said, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. Super excited to hear more from you. P.S. Two ice creams are a win. Oh, I was talking about celebrating your wins. And you all know about writing your small wins board up. And I was talking about how Walker celebrates his wins by way of food sometimes. And then she goes on to say, looking forward to joining more rooms with you as well. Stay blessed and be safe. I absolutely love it. So this is a cheers to all of you all who are brand new to me. And we are rocking this thing. We are rocking this thing and making moves happen. I just want to say cheers to you in every single thing that you do. I want to say cheers to all of the powerful women who have already purchased their tickets for the September 16th through 19th Women's Weekend Renewal Retreat. Y'all, I have curated a space, an intimate space for only 12 women. I'm going to have experts every single day to pour into you, to pull out the greatness outside of you. Oh my goodness, it's so good. Not only am I doing one-on-one and group coaching, not only will there be a therapist that's there, not only will there be a chef that is preparing every single meal for us and showing us how to do a little something-something ourselves. Not only will there be experts for mind, body, and spirit, not only will there be Dominique. Yep, you heard it here first. Yes, she is going to be absolutely honing in on every single person's story. It is going to be so fabulous. It is a time for you to pause. Imagine yourself in a space free of distractions and ready to get poured into. Imagine an intentionally intimate space of power women leaning on you to shift from where you are today to where you absolutely want and need to be. Imagine me as a certified life leadership and executive coach grabbing you exactly where you are, pulling the greatness out of you and replaying that such that you increase your confidence, your clarity, and your commitment. Imagine a new group of women who are just like you and ready to push you beyond your next level. Yes, it is your time. So go ahead and head over to lolitawalker.com/retreats. Learn a little bit more and register for this upcoming Women's Weekend Renewal Retreat. What an amazing gift that this is to you, from you. You deserve it. It's time for some good old-fashioned conversations. Hey, Dominique, and welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. How are you?
Are we going to sing this whole show? Because you and I can sing our answers back and forth. I would love that. I'm good, love. How are you doing?
I am doing amazing. I am so excited to have you here today. Thank you so much for showing all the way up all of the time.
Girl, trying to be like you. Let me tell you, it's so good to be here. It's such an honor. I'm so excited. This morning, I'm like, Lolita, I'm going to talk to Lolita. So here we are, right? Oh my goodness.
Here we are. Yes. And the topic we are talking about today, I am so excited to bring you on as we talk how to craft the story behind your brand. So before we pour all of that juiciness out into the atmosphere, I would love for you to introduce yourself. And the way we want to do that is, what's one strength that you have and how it plays out every day?
Okay. My one strength / superpower is I can get anybody to open up about anything. And it's been this weird thing I've had since I was very little. People feel very comfortable with me, whether they are black, white, rich, poor, gay, straight, doesn't matter. Like, I've just had this thing since I was a little girl that people feel very compelled and attracted to me. They always want to talk to me and they feel comfortable enough to tell me their stories. So speaking of stories, let me tell you mine. Mm-hmm. My background is all things television. So I am a 3-time Emmy award-winning television host and journalist. I am also a National Salute to Excellence Award winner, which is presented by the National Association of Black Journalists. I received that just this past year. And I started my TV career very, very young, at the age of 14. Fast forward, I've worked in markets across the country. And now I am a serial entrepreneur. I am the founder of a company called Media Mastery Now, because we want it now, right? We want to master the media right now. Yes. MediaMasteryNow.com is my website and my company, and I am a top media trainer. So I help individuals, number one, gain confidence. That imposter voice that tells us we're not good enough, we can get rid of that. Speak effectively, write kick butt killer pitches that get you picked up and noticed. Yeah. And I help people take their personal brands, their businesses, their corporations, it doesn't matter. And I help them present it in front of a new audience. And that new audience is television. Millions and millions of eyeballs watch TV every single day. Mm-hmm. So I'm the person who helps people get their brand on morning, afternoon, or evening local news so that they can get picked up and get a lot of coverage. I also do it for all media. So whether it's radio, podcasts, print outlets such as magazines or newspapers, and of course, everyone's favorite, television. So I help people get on TV.
I love that. Let me tell you, I have been in so many rooms with you and you just break down all of the core nuggets to get people exactly where they need to be. So you guys around this kitchen table right now, when I tell you that we have an expert on the premises, we have an expert on the premises. Let's just get in and ask you a couple of questions. You mentioned personal brands and I love talking this, especially for new entrepreneurs. Let's say you're still in corporate, you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, or you've already leaped and started your journey to entrepreneurship. Talk to us about how your personal brand can then correlate to your business brand. Absolutely. Is there a difference?
You know, it depends. And it's kind of a two-part answer. So I'm a big fan of having your face being the front focal point of your brand. And the reason why, there's a thing called know, like, and trust. So if somebody is selling a product, and there's a lot of people selling it, but there's someone that I can relate to, that's the face of it, I'm personally more likely to buy from that individual. I'm like, wow, there's a story there. It's not just the logo and nothing there. There's a story behind it. That's why a lot of companies will actually have a mascot. So think like Honey Nut Cheerios or Arby's or whatever. They have an actual mascot because when you can tie something to a person or a thing, right, a representation, it's more relatable versus just a generic logo with no touch points at all. So yes, to go back to your point, if you are on the fence and you think you want to go into entrepreneurship, I will tell you this, you have to know. You can't think you want to. Mm-hmm. And that was my story. About 8 years ago, I was working as a television host in Cleveland. And I remember I created a company called The Right Method, which is still active. It's a personal and professional development company that helps people get to the next level. And I thought I wanted to be an entrepreneur at the time. I said, I think I kind of want to do this. This sounds fun. I keep watching YouTube videos of people who are like, just close your eyes and you'll make a million overnight. And it's so easy. And I'm like, well, if everyone keeps saying it, maybe it is, you know, maybe I can close my eyes and I'll have a million in my bank account overnight. Okay. We both know. And everyone who's listening, that doesn't happen that way. There's a lot of hard work and grit and all that, that goes to making that thing happen. But I remember thinking I wanted to do it and everyone talked me out of it. You're going to leave a really well-paying television hosting job to go chase some, wait, what is it? Mm-hmm. What if it fails? Are you going to have health insurance? Wait. How are you going to get paid? Well, what if it fails? Well, what if you can't eat? Well, what are you going to do? And all those voices got into my head. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're right. Dominique, that's irresponsible. Why would you? Mm-hmm. And I got so scared and I ran back into TV. I said, you're right. It kind of sat there for 7-8 years. And I knew I wanted to go back to it, but I just wasn't ready. And to be an entrepreneur, you have to be like, this is it, baby. Buckle up. I'm going. I'm going to jump off and I'm going to find my wings on the way down. And that's it. You're not concerned about the how. You're like, I'm just going to do. So it took me about 8 years to get to that mindset where I'm like, it's go time. So for anyone out there on the fence, you have to have that in you. Because if you don't have that in you, it will not go the way you hope it's going to go. You have to have that internal dialogue of this is it. I am so ready. This is what I was born for. Yes, I'm going to hit obstacles, but I am stronger than all of those. And I am ready to rock and roll. Personal brand. I love it. You can definitely marry it with your actual brand. So let's say you are a fitness enthusiast and you sell supplements. You can be a part of the branding for that. Now, if you're not comfortable in front of an audience, if you're like, I really would rather not, there are so many companies that are successful without putting a face to it as well. So it's really a preference. I personally like a face. That's what I like. But other people have very, very successful companies that just show, for example, the supplements, right? So you can do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. So, so good. So, so juicy. Everybody, I hope you have your pen and pad out. I hope you are taking these nuggets, or you need to get in touch with Dominique because she has some amazing products and services that are just for you. You said so many things. One of the affirmations that I continuously say is I leap because my strengths and my faith have wings to protect my fall. And I heard you say that. I heard you say, go ahead and get out there. What the hell is stopping you? What is the foundation that you stand on? So let me talk to the folks around the kitchen table, because you all know that on episode number one, way back when, I talked about standing on your foundation and where are those cracks inside of your foundation. So Dominique, talk to us about maybe one time in your life you felt, ugh, I'm not going to make it. What was it? And then what leaped you over to where you are today?
Ooh, so many stories. You know, I love being real because for many years I wasn't. And I was what you would call the representative. Everything's perfect. Everything's great. And actually in my book Reset, that was my way to kind of get out there, my real truth. Because listen, I almost failed out of college. Most people don't even know that about me. I did. And had to grind like a mother to get back on track in order to get my journalism degree. You know, I'll give a story that I like to share, and I'm going to bring it full circle. So I was in Cleveland. I had finished my newscast like I did every single day. And I said, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Dominique. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Camera went off. I grabbed my purse the same way I did every single day, grabbed my phone the same way I did every single day. And I looked down at my phone and there was a message from my executive producer, my boss. And it said, meet me upstairs now. I said, okay. I proceeded upstairs, and upstairs in this building was where all of the managers were. So HR and all of the managers, the news director, the general manager, HR, everybody was up there, all the sales team. So I proceed upstairs. I walk into a conference room and I see my entire team sitting in this room. So I'm like, oh, okay. And naturally my mindset was maybe somebody's announcing their retirement. Cool. So I take a seat. I was the last one in because I had just finished the show. And I sat down and my news director, my main boss, looked right at me and his face changed. And he said, Dominique, that was your last show. You are no longer the host of that show. Mm. And the whole room went, oh, what? Mm-hmm. And I just sat there frozen. And he looked at me and he goes, do you have any questions? I said, yes. Can I speak with you in private? He said, yes. So we proceeded into his office, and I'll never, ever forget this conversation. Mm-hmm. I said, do I still have a job? Yes. What is my job? What do you want it to be? And I looked at him. I said, well, the job I was hired for, but it seems that's off the table. So I don't know. Can you help me out here? He goes, you have two options. You can come back in here tomorrow as a reporter, mm-hmm. which was a massive demotion for me. He said, or you can walk out that door and never come back. Either way, it's up to you. Hmm. Said it just like that. And I remember I said, okay, thank you. And I grabbed my bag, proceeded to my car, walked down the stairs. That was the longest walk down the stairs of my life. And I remember I got to my vehicle and I called my husband and I just broke down in the car. I said, babe, I don't know what just happened. I got demoted and I don't know why. What did I do? Did I say something? They won't tell me. What is it? And I was bawling. I was so hurt. I was so broken. And he said, babe, come home. And I said, but you don't understand. Everyone's talking about me. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know. How did this happen? I was so beside myself. He goes, babe, come home. So I proceeded home that night. And he looked at me, and my husband's Mr. Like, he's amazing, but he is like a rock in terms of strength. Mm-hmm. He said, babe, you have two choices tomorrow. He said, you can do what everyone expects you to do, which is to never go back in that office again, to hide your face, to be a victim, poor me, or you can rise above it. But only you can answer that. I can't do that for you. He's like, you have to decide. So that was a long night. And I remember going to bed, my it was like a hamster on a wheel. My mind was just racing. I'm like, can I go back in? What are they going to say? What are they going to think? What are they? I was focused on everyone else and what I thought other people were thinking, I don't even know what people are thinking, but yet I was making an assumption of what they were thinking, which is really a bad habit to do. And we all do it. Mm-hmm. So the next morning I woke up and I said, it's go time. Let's do this. I don't know what the lesson is in this, but there's a lesson. And I believe in life, there's always a lesson if you are paying attention. So I got up the next morning, 2 hours earlier. I owned this new role, but it didn't define me. So when people would say, oh, you're a reporter, I would say, no, I'm an anchor who happens to be reporting at this juncture. And I always held on to that because that's a paradigm shift. I didn't say I was a reporter, right? It was a lesson for me, even though I didn't know what it was. I'm like, there's something here, but I don't know. I will figure it out. So I went in the next day. The editorial meeting happened every morning. And my boss said, does anybody have a story idea? My hand went up first. And everyone again turned and looked at me like a rare panda in the zoo. Like, is she going to scream? Like, what's she going to, you know, what's going to happen? And I said, I have a pitch. And I pitched a story that ended up being the number one story that night, the lead, the first one that gets picked up. That was a God moment for me. I'm like, huh, okay. I got the lead story. Still not what I want to do, but what is the lesson in this? I don't want to be doing this, but there's a lesson here if I'm paying attention. A week went by in my new role, another month. It was more than 3 months of just putting in the work, not knowing why, keeping my attitude right. Mm-hmm. The Republican National Convention came into town and it was my job to be out there covering it. Now, this year in particular, they were very concerned about all of their talent being on the front lines. So I had to go through 2 weeks of SWAT training with professionals. I literally was trained like how to walk into places, how to find the exits, where to hide, like in alleyways if things happen. Horrifying things that no one should ever have to be trained on. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, what am I doing? And then they added more to it. They said, hey, listen, Dominique, we're going to have an armed bodyguard with you at all times. I said, what? He's going to be armed and he's going to be tethered to you at all times to protect you in case something happens. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the lesson in this? Super uncomfortable, but okay. Then they said, hey, and one other thing, we need you to wear a bulletproof vest and have a bulletproof helmet with you at all times in case something happens.
Wow.
So the mindset that you have to have going into that, like there's a chance that I'm going to get shot. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would not have all of this stuff going on here. So what is the lesson in this, Dominique? Day one went well. Day two, day three, four, my last day, I was out covering the protests. I was actually in the middle of them and a fight broke out and I was the person standing, of course, right next to it. The coverage from that whole week and even that show got picked up all over the place. Mm-hmm. And it was that story, what I thought was the very worst thing that could have happened to me, one of the scariest times of my career, that landed me that one. My very first Emmy award. My very first Emmy award came from me no longer being complacent because somebody pushed me. Because someone pushed me. Think of it like Broadway. There's a curtain and you're behind that curtain and you're like, ah, I can't do it. And someone pushes you through and you're like, whoa, and there's a whole audience there and it's showtime. That was my story. My news director pushed me into something that at the time I perceived was the worst thing ever. But what he did was one of the best things anyone has ever done for me. Because if it wasn't for him, I would probably still be in that job super complacent. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for him, I never would have earned my first Emmy, which landed me an additional two. So three total because of that, because I had to put myself out there and grind and try to figure it out. I had to connect the dots when I didn't even know what dots there were. The lesson in there for me was when a door closes, it's never closed unless you say it is closed. It's just one door. You can walk around the door. You can crawl under the door. You can climb over the door. You can kick the door down. Until you say it is closed, that door is never closed. It took me 3 years to still get my mind right because I was still living in he did this to me mentality. That man humiliated me and he did. But what he did woke me up and I needed that. So 3 years later, I wrote him a handwritten card. He was living in a different city at the time. And I said, Jeff, thank you so much for what you did. Had it not been for you, I don't know where I would be. And I so appreciate it, even though at the time I couldn't see it or understand it. I want to thank you for for everything. I mailed it to him and he sent me a letter back immediately. And he's like, I'm in tears. I can't believe you actually took the time to write this. And he's like, this means so much to me. You'll never even understand. Mm-hmm. But the lesson in there was what we perceive when you're going through those storms, you can do one of two things. You can bury your head in the sand and say, they did this to me. I can't believe it. It's their fault. This is awful. I'm pissed. Or you can open your eyes and say, what is the lesson in this? Because there is always a lesson and a much greater opportunity if you are paying attention.
Ooh, yes. Oh my gosh. Whenever I hear that story, what you do an amazing job of is bringing us in to allow us to feel right there in that moment. And the power of feeling right there in that moment is the power of crafting your story, then telling it. And here's a couple things I heard you say. I'm always talking to the amazing folks around the kitchen table saying, you got to eat to nourish your soul. You got to embrace where you are, act in your strengths, and then thrive in your greatness. Those are the three things you got to absolutely do. You talked about being behind the curtain, opening up the curtain, but how many of us are still standing behind the curtain, waiting for somebody to push us out? And the reality, Dominique, is that if we really think about it, we have so much of a story, so many things that have happened in our lives, so many ways that God has already pushed somebody to push us. But still, to your point, we're sitting right there in that what if, or bitter, or miserable, or feeling as if the victim. So talk to us. Can you leave me with like three? So think about this. What are three ways that folks can begin to craft this story behind what they call is their own personal brand, especially if they feel broken at this point? There's something that's going on. What's three ways that they can start to craft that?
Number one, you have to ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? Putting yourself out there can be so scary. I know. I get it. What are people going to think and say? And what if you don't look right? And, you know, we're so concerned about what everyone else thinks. Mm-hmm. You have to focus on you for a minute and say, what's the worst that can happen? Okay. Someone calls me ugly. Been called that before. Someone says I look stupid. Okay. Been called that before. Someone says, oh, you must think you're all bad in a bag of chips. Sure. Whatever. Right. What's the worst that can happen? I mean, if you want, make a list of all the things that people could say about you and then look at it and then put it in the shredder. Look at it, throw it in the fireplace. What's the absolute worst that can happen? Someone says something mean. Is that the worst that can happen? Because that is. That is the absolute worst thing that can happen. But instead of focusing on an illusion, because none of this has even happened yet, that people are going to say bad things, why don't we change our mindset and focus on the illusion of the opposite? Mm-hmm. What if everyone loves it? What if I get that letter from that woman who says, you changed my life by standing up in your faith, by sharing your story, you changed my life. Imagine that. Imagine if you get a standing ovation when you speak. Imagine if you grow your following by even 10 people, 10 people. We don't have to focus on 5 million like everyone. 10 people see something in you that they're like, I need you in my life.
Yes.
Kidding me? That is what we need to focus on. The Wright brothers created the airplane. They invented the airplane. And when they got it into the air, it was in the air for 11 seconds. And the naysayers went, they got it in the air for 11 seconds. They said, we got thousands of pounds of metal in the air for 11 seconds. Are you kidding me? And think about it like that. That is incredible, that feat. So you can look at things two different ways. You can look at it as I stood out and I put myself out there and it felt amazing and people see the vision and they're hungry for it and they're supporting me. Yes. Or you can focus on that one or two, those trolls who are like, oh, I don't really like you. You can do either or. So step one, you got to work on you because no one's going to do it for you. And there's nothing that I can say, that Lolita can say, that anybody can say that's going to make you feel full. I encourage you to spend some time with yourself, which is like the weirdest thing because we hardly ever do it. And when I say by yourself, I mean by yourself. It could be in your closet with the door closed for 15 minutes, but no kids, no distractions, no animals, no TV, just silence. And I want you to sit and figure out who you are. What do you like? Most people don't know that answer, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. What lights you up? Not what you think other people want you to say. What makes you come alive? What's your favorite food? What makes you happy? What do you plan to achieve in your lifetime? Yeah. What do you plan to achieve in 12 months? And I want you to put it on paper. Not, I hope to one day, I wish I could. No, we got to start standing in power and in strength. I am so happy and grateful that I have achieved fill in the blank a date. So in the next 12 months, I am so happy and grateful that I am now making, and specific, $100,000 a year, $100,000 a month, $100,000 a week, $100,000 a day. I don't care what the number is. And don't let that mindset stop you, because you're like, well, I can't say that. Why can't you? Mm-hmm. Why can't you make $100,000 a month? People do it. Why can't you? So that's the second point. I'm a big affirmations person myself. And one says, why not you? And I say it every morning and every night. Why not you? Mm-hmm. Why? I'm just as smart as anybody else. You're just as smart as anybody else. Here's the thing in life. You are no better than anybody else. You're not. And on the same token, nobody else is any better than you. They are not. The difference between people who are quote unquote successful, that we perceive to be successful, is that they choose to make an extraordinary decision every single day. They choose to wake up earlier. They choose to stay up later. They choose to work smarter. They choose to surround themselves with people who are winning and who are positive. Those are the extraordinary choices that they make. And that's why we perceive them to be better or more successful. They're not. They just make extraordinary choices. So you can do that too. Why not you? Stop making excuses as to why you can't do something. The other affirmation says, act as though it were impossible to fail. It's a quote by Charles Kettering, and I live by it. Act as though it were impossible to fail. What would you do right now if you were not concerned about what people would say about you or think about you or how you look or how you sound? What would you do right now? If all that went away and you were the only person on this planet, what would you do? And then start doing it. It's like a new pair of shoes. You put on a new pair of shoes. You're like, ooh, those are fabulous. You put them on and you're like, "Woo, those are super uncomfortable." And the same is true for you. When you step out in faith, when you step out and do what you want to do, it's going to be incredibly uncomfortable. I just want you to know that. It's going to be very uncomfortable. And that's a good thing, because complacency is not where you want to be. When you wake up at 90, do you want to look back on your life and say, I was so scared I didn't do anything? Or do you want to say, you know what? I had an aha moment at some point in my life and I decided I did not want that anymore. That lifestyle. I wanted more. I wanted to be free. I wanted to be fulfilled. I wanted to be happy. So I chose to be uncomfortable momentarily until I could break my shoes in. And once I did that, it was all smooth sailing from there. When you go to the gym for the first time, you don't start lifting 100-pound weights. You might start with a 10-pound dumbbell, right? You got to build the muscle. You got to work up to the 20 and then the 30. And the same is true for you in business and in life. You have to work on that every single day consistently. And then my third point on how do you get out there to tell your story? It's going to be multifaceted. You now know your story. You've sat alone by yourself. Is you want to have a memorable moment. If you're home, chances are you probably have the local news on in the background. Most people do. Now, most people are not actively watching a newscast. They are cooking dinner. They might be on the phone. The animals are running through the house. The kids are screaming. There's a lot of distractions. If you ever hear breaking news, five people shot, immediately, I don't care if you're making your lasagna, if you're tossing a salad, if you're talking to somebody, your brain, your receptors pick up on that and you turn the TV up. The same is true for your story. You want to have what we call a hook off the top. It is something that's going to make me stop and lean in and say, wait, what? Now, it doesn't have to be gripping and tragic like a shooting. It does not have to be that. Your story could be lighthearted and fun, but you still have to create something that causes me to lean in and say, okay, tell me more. That is what you have to be thinking about. How can I have a hook, a lead that is very strong that makes people stop and say, I want to learn more. You want to get your story down pat. I hate memorized stories. Do not memorize your story. When you craft it, you're going to write bullet points down. And every time you tell it, you basically know, I mean, you know your story better than anybody else. But you know what order you want to tell it in. Okay, I'm going to talk about this part first, then this part, then I'm going to go into this, then this, then this, then I end it. So you're going to have kind of the blueprint for your story already in your mind. If you recite it five different ways, it might come out differently five different ways, right? It doesn't need to be memorized. You just need to know the points that you're going to tap into and practice that. Because there's nothing worse on a story if people can't follow you. If you're rambling off yonder and they're like, you've lost them. So it needs to be clear. It needs to be concise. You need to take people on a journey. It needs to be memorable. I took you on a journey and I opened myself up to you. I talked to you about how I finished my show and I was feeling great. And then all of a sudden I had this message on my phone. Then from there, I was told news in front of an entire team, and I was frozen in my tracks because I couldn't believe it happened to me. And I couldn't believe it happened in the way that it happened. I was humiliated. I just sat there. And don't be afraid to pause, because when you pause in stories, it makes people lean in. Mm-hmm. When you think storytelling, think of yourself holding someone's hand and you're walking them through this journey with you. And you're like, okay, I'm going to paint this visual for you. I want you to be able to close your eyes or even keep them open, but be there with me in this story. Clear, concise. Don't be afraid to use pauses, but know your story. Don't ramble. Those are the best points I can give you when it comes to crafting your story that you can definitely start implementing right away.
Yes, I love it. And I love it so much so because it mirrors and then complements, because you've added so much more to the five strategies I asked them to consider in the coaching piece. So I want to share them here. The S was about sharing your memorable moments. Did you not just say memorable moments? Absolutely. Share them. Don't keep it to yourself. Come outside of that curtain that you're hiding behind. That T was about telling the truth. There is no need to pump it up or dumb it down. It's your story, because the lie will surface again. So tell your truth. The next was about owning your space, because your words have power and that there's power in your words. So show up in all of it. Oh my gosh, so juicy. The R was about resiliency is your crown. How you got back up? Listen, when we're embracing where we are, sometimes it comes with tears, but we show back up. How you show back up the next day. Everybody wouldn't do that. Don't let yourself not be resilient. Who has time for that? We are on this earth for a limited time. Come on now, resiliency. Yes. And then that why was about you. It's Y-O-U. And then of course, broke that down into three little bullets. So the why was about yearning for more. We got to yearn for more than where we're standing right now. That O was about opening yourself up to endless possibilities. And that means asking for help. You know, sometimes, especially like you and I, when we're gifting all of this input to people, right, for these nuggets, sometimes I know for me, it's like, do I ask for help for that? I think I can do it. No, ask for help, because there's another level you need and deserve to get to. And then that last one, that you was about just unleashing all of you. And you have done that over and beyond today. Oh, thank you so much.
Lolita. So much. And even to your points, right? When you talk about the ask, and this is one thing I really want your audience to take away. When you ask, most people ask the wrong people. You ask people that are around you, hey, what do you think about this? People who haven't achieved this, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. You need to go to the people who have been there and who have done it, who have the blueprint. If it's someone that's going to charge you, right, it's like a coach or something like that, don't ask, how much is this going to cost? Say, how much is this going to make me? Because if you get the right training, honey, you're going to make so much more because of it. Mm-hmm. So that's the paradigm shift. If I walk into Target and I called my best friend and I said, hey, in a different state, I'm at the Target on Main Street and I'm trying to find the milk. Do you know where that is? She's going to be like, I don't know. Yeah. But where? Where in the store is it? Is it like to the back? Is it on the side? She's going to say, Dominique, how would I know? She'd say, you need to ask somebody who works there. We wouldn't do that. We would not do what I just told you. You're in Target and you were looking for something specific. You would find the person in the red shirt and you'd say, hey, listen, I'm trying to find the milk. And they'll say, yep, it's right here, aisle 5 on the left, second row. Awesome. Same is true for life. You have to ask good questions and you have to ask the people who have been there. That is how you accelerate your career. That is how you get from A to Z in the quickest way possible. Not by trying to guess and hope and pick up one random book here and there and think that you can put the pieces together yourself. You need to seek out the experts, the people who are in the industry, and say, hey, show me how you did it. How can I do it? Teach me the way. And that is how it's done every single time.
Listen, we have got to get into this come as you are round, and it is so good. So I'm just going to rapid fire three questions at you, and I just want you to go on ahead and pop them one out. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. The first is, why is the work you do so critically important?
I love it. There's no greater purpose, in my opinion, than service to others. For me, if we're talking about Dominique's selfish reasons, I love taking a client who's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not confident. I don't feel good about myself. I don't even know how to dress, let alone get an opportunity in the media. I can't do it. And changing that paradigm and getting them confident, speaking clearly, telling a killer story, and then the icing on the cake, getting them on TV. Visibility leads to profitability. Mm-hmm. Visibility leads to credibility, which is what we all want, to be authority figures, which then equates inevitably to more money, to profitability. So that for me is like the greatest feeling, when I can see someone go from never going to happen to me to them calling me saying, Dominique, I'm on this TV show. I had a girl the other day who was like, I have literally in the last week, my sales went up 25% from what you taught me. Those things for me are the most gratifying, humbling moments in my life. So that's why I do what I do. I love it.
So good. Okay. And I just got chills from it. I'm like, yes. When folks can come back to you and say, here are my results. And it came as a result of you pouring into me, you teaching me what you know. Such joy. All right. The next is, what is one barrier that you feel still stands before you today?
Imposter syndrome. It will never go away. We all deal with this. And that's one thing I always like to make super clear, because folks think, oh, you get it now. We're human. We are not God. And so for the rest of our lives, we are all always going to have imposter syndrome. It's like a shower. You got to do it every day. So you got to do mindset exercises every day. Those affirmations every day. Dominique, you are enough. Dominique, there are people who want to hear from you. Dominique, you have the credibility. There are people who want to learn from you. Because so often we find ourselves going, but is it enough? Am I enough? What are they going to think? Mm-hmm. Stop. Stop it. We all deal with it, myself included.
Oh, yes. Okay. And the final one is this. What is one strength that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you have, but you didn't always know it was a strength?
Transparency, being real. Mm-hmm. For years, I thought telling people anything other than life's perfect and great was a weakness. I thought that was like, oh, you don't talk about that. Like, you just have to be prim and proper and everything is perfect. Because then everyone will look at you and be like, she's perfect and I love her and I want to be just like her. And what I found is that when I started becoming real with people, I mean, like, here's my real story. Here's what I struggle with. This is what's going on in my life. Boom, 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 boom. All of a sudden people were like, yeah, me too. You deal with this? You have imposter syndrome? Really? You almost feel out of college? And it made me so relatable. So that became my superpower, was being able just to be transparent. And I'm an open book. I literally, because I find it to be a huge disservice to the world when you have a platform like I have been blessed to have, where you are in front of people in a media capacity, and to act as though everything's great when it is not. That is a massive disservice, not only to women and humanity, but to young girls, because they look at you and think, oh, well, how do I even get to that point? Because I don't look like that, you know, let alone they don't realize, oh, that photo's airbrushed. Or that's not even real. Or I had to put a little auto tune on my voice on that thing. You know, so when you can be real with people and say, listen, this is me. This is who I am. I have a lot of quirks. I've failed more times than I can count. I've had more failures than wins. But I look at failures as lessons, not as failures. Mm-hmm. So when you look at that as a lesson, how do you get better? That is how you grow. So that has been transparency. Has been something that I once perceived as a weakness that ended up being 100% a huge strength over time.
Dominique, I am so glad that we made some room at this kitchen table for you. I am so glad that you said yes to being here. This has been so amazing. Thank you.
I love you, girl. You are just light. I just want to hug you through this little virtual screen. Like, you're such a doll. You're so beautiful and you're so warm and you're so kind and you're a good human. And there's not a lot of them anymore. And so I just adore you, everything about you, girl. I absolutely adore the woman that you are and what you are doing to help so many people around the world get to the next level. Like, we need more people like you to say it is okay and you can get there and you can be that and be the living example. So I just commend you 100% for what you do and who you are, girl, because you are the business. And I, like I said, I just adore you. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You almost brought me to tears. Thank you, Lord, that she didn't keep going, because I'm telling you, it was dripping. It was about to drip all the way out. Well, listen, how can people get in touch with you? Because I know that there's somebody there who is like, listen, I need Dominique Murphy inside of my life right now, this instant. Do not delay.
Oh, I love it. So MediaMasteryNow.com. MediaMasteryNow.com. All things stories, all things confidence, all things media placement. I want to help you get to that next level, because navigating the media is one of the most frustrating things for a lot of businesses, personal brands, individuals, entrepreneurs. They're like, that would be so cool. I'd love to do that. How do I get my name in a magazine? How do I get a newspaper to cover me? How do I get on a television show to talk about what I do? It's very possible, but it's very difficult if you don't have the blueprint. And so I help people, and I want to help everyone who can hear the sound of my voice get there, because you deserve it. And that visibility on those platforms will lead to you being credible. It will allow people to be like, oh my gosh, I want to buy from you. I want to buy your product. That's credibility. That's being an authority in your space. And that leads to profitability every single time. It's not about what it costs you. It's about how much you're going to make in the end. It's not about what it costs you. It's about how much visibility you're going to have in the end. Imagine for a minute taking where you are today, polishing that thing, every bit of it, from your presentation to your voice to your story, the execution, your branding on your pages, getting to that next level fully. All those pieces have to be in place first. And then from there, being on morning shows, being on afternoon or evening shows, being on the cover of that magazine or inside that magazine, being in the newspaper, on the radio, on podcasts like Lolita's. I mean, imagine getting an opportunity to be featured on her podcast.
Absolutely.
That is how it happens. So MediaMasteryNow.com is how you find me. We have some incredible things kicking off here in a couple of weeks. Make sure you follow and enter your information. I have a founder circle, inner circle, and I'm giving away a ton of free gifts. I have a new book about to drop. You'll get that for free. You'll also get some media, like little hacks on how to get started right away, completely free, just for signing up. So if you haven't done that already, MediaMasteryNow.com is how you find me. And I'm also on Instagram. So if you search my first name, and it's spelled differently, so you got out as a test, it's DHOMONIQUE. If you search that on Instagram or Clubhouse, you will find me.
This has been so good, so good, so juicy, so juicy. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you have gotten amazing value out of this podcast right here, please make sure you leave a review for Dominique and I. I cannot wait to read it. And you just might be highlighted in the cocktail section of Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. Chat soon.
We have concluded another episode of Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers.